Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also thank those who have been listening to our podcast, previously broadcast radio shows on Apple Podcasts, or also visiting our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. We do thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the 7 proven sleep strategies for better health and happiness. So stay to the show for some very beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, May the 18th, and we are broadcasting this show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the current May-June 2024 issue of The Best of Times at our 270 distribution locations. We do thank you for the many compliments about our magazine that we do hear from you. We do appreciate those comments and suggestions, as well as how you have benefited from our magazine and our radio show. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy to pick up for free at one of our 270 distribution locations, you can always visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Yes, our 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory is available. There are, however, very few printed copies available at our 270 distribution locations. You might visit our Caddo Council on Aging or Bossier Council on Aging, as we provided them with extra copies during this year. You can, of course, as I mentioned, you can visit our website as well to visit thebestoftimesnews.com to view both the current Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. You can view it, you can download it, you can print it, all free of charge. In addition, we do have an app for our Silver Pages that's on Maxter that is free of charge, and you can view it, you can download it and print it from that, as well as our current issues of The Best of Times. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a TBT electronic newsletter via email to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in both Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with a link to our current issue, as well as our link to our current Silver Pages, so they can quickly tap on those links and view an issue or view the Silver Pages. In addition, there are many educational articles and information that are not found in our monthly magazine, as well as there are discounts and coupons. There's always a wonderful contest. And, of course, there's much news that you can use about entertainment, local events that are happening in the area. Join the many thousands who are receiving this free newsletter via their email address. The way you can subscribe free of charge, visit our website again at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. Just enter your email address and you will start receiving the newsletter each and every month. Great news, our friends at Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing, with fabulous meals at highly discounted price. Remember, it is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special dinner to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors and in country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, standing country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. Thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Dr. Bijoy John, who is a board-certified physician and a sleep specialist, and I've asked him to come on our show to discuss the 7 proven strategies for better health and happiness, which is found in his popular how-to book entitled Nobody's Sleeping. So thank you, Dr. John, for taking time to be on our radio show today.
Thanks, Gary. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
What caught my attention about you and your book was the statement, not being able to sleep is not only miserable, it's also a slow killer. Would you mind commenting on that?
Yes. You know, I mean, I'm coming from my own life experiences with insomnia, so I know how it is when you don't sleep well. You know, in med school, it was very difficult, highly competitive. We were all jacked up on caffeine. And then when I lost my mom, you know, it was hard to go to sleep. Then as a small business owner, all these bills and employees. And, you know, I also did a lot of ICU work for about 25 years. And then, you know, we never sleep during, I mean, so the next day you're so bad. It's, you know, it's not a right state of mind. You're not very productive. You can be more angry. You can be more anxious. Not only that, sleep disorders, you know, like sleep apnea, can affect your life, and it can be a slow killer. With time, what happens, it can affect your blood pressure, it can cause memory problems, judgment problems. You may be sleepy, and then be behind the wheel. I think I also mentioned in my book, like, being sleepy is like being drunk. So you can have an accident, so... You have sleep apnea episodes in the night. You don't wake up. Your heart's under stress. You can have an arrhythmia. You know, you can also have uncontrolled blood pressure. Can cause strokes. So all those things. You know, I hear people saying all the time, you know, you can sleep when you die. You know, so I tell them, hey, you know, your wish might come true. So sleep is a very, very slow killer. And it's not a good feeling. You know, I meant what I said.
Well, I've read your book, and I want to tell all my listeners, I found it amazing, and I highly recommend it. Again, the title of the book is Nobody's Sleeping by Dr. Bijoy E. John, M.D. It's over a 200-page collection of great information about various sleep disorders, suggested treatments, follow-up. But what I thought was fascinating is you give us many examples of patients that you've seen and how you solve their particular problems. The other thing is he's got tons, many, many excellent references at the end of the book, which are excellent. And some of it's how-to, as well as he tells you to visit his popular website and about gaining additional information. Is that right, Dr. John?
Correct. Yeah. So, that, I mean, my website is called Sleep Fix Academy. I have my book. I have a Sleep Now course. You know, I have my podcast and sleep assessment. You know, my passion, you know, I'm sharing my life experience of 25 years. You know, I see this time and time again. Gary, the problem is sleep problems don't hurt like a toothache. So we put it, you know, we put it aside, but with time it catches up with you. But then I also know when I sleep good, I am like revved up, ready to go. I had 8 hours of sleep last night. I'm ready to go. So I want to share this joy with everyone else. So the only way is to reach a larger audience is to write a book and promote it. That's what I'm, you know, doing. And the 7 proven sleep strategies is holistic. It's not like medication. So I've perfected it, you know, over 25 years, and then I implemented that in all my patients and all my family members and friends and everybody. seems to improve. And of course, there are a few, you know, it's hard and they might need a sleep pill, but majority of the people who follow the seven sleep strategies are able to sleep better without a medication. So I'm passionate. I want to share it, and I'm really excited to share with your audience, you know, all the seven strategies.
Oh, so you've been a sleep specialist for some 25 years, so you collected all this information. You finally decided to put it all down in writing and to share. A lot of people, even physicians, don't do that. They may have a lot of techniques and they don't take the time. They may educate individual patients, but they don't do it on a broad scale. And I compliment you on that. I've dealt with many physicians and my son's a physician. So again, I appreciate physicians who have that how-to and give us lay people a little bit of a reference item. One thing I wanted to ask you, because I have a lot of my friends out there saying they're not getting sleep, not sleeping well, but 99% of them tell me, oh, Gary, you need to take this sleeping pill. It's going to be great. So why shouldn't individuals rely on sleeping pills to get that good night's sleep?
So we have the sleeping pill within ourselves. So, you know, it's a typical yin and yang. You know, we have chemicals to keep us awake during the day, and there are chemicals at night to put you to sleep. So why not, you know, harness that what we have within us? Because, Gary, when you take a sleep medication, what happens today, you may be on like 2 milligrams, and the body gets used to it, and then it wants 4 milligrams, and then you have 6 milligrams. And then as you grow higher, the side effects linger the next day, and people are more groggy, and they're going to work tired. You know, they can have an accident. They can have a slip and fall in the middle of the night, you know, because they're still groggy when they wake up. So that's not natural. It's not sustainable. You know, do I prescribe, you know, sleeping pills? Yes, that's 10% of the patients. I take patients off these sleeping medications 90% of the time because I, you know, we have melatonin within ourselves, we have GABA within ourselves, but we need to know the technique how to turn off the other chemicals like, you know, dopamine, norepinephrine, and adenosine, which are revved up. So it's not just, so we have learned to rev up the system and we have forgotten how to turn it off. And that's my technique to help people to turn off these revving up mechanisms. You with me, Gary?
I'm with you on that.
So once you learn how to rev it down or calm it down, and your body's chemical is going to take over, you know? So that's what I teach folks how to do that.
So in your practice, what are the most common sleep disorders that you see?
So the most common sleep disorder that I see is insomnia. That is either difficulty going to sleep or staying asleep. So that's insomnia. The next common sleep disorder I see is, you know, obstructive sleep apnea, where, you know, you're awakened in the middle of the night because of, you know, sleep apnea. You're not resting well, you're tired, and, you know, the spouse complains you snore a lot. The other condition that I see is restless leg syndrome, which is actually very easily treatable. And that can also cause insomnia because people are restless in the evening. They don't know how to calm down. So those are the three things. Then in children, I see the clock problem. Children tend to go to bed, you know, later and later. And also I see the clock problem in adults where when they go to bed earlier. So these are the, you know, the common sense, insomnia, sleep apnea, restless legs, and the clock problem.
I just want to tell our listeners, his book, Nobody Sleeping, covers tremendous amount of all these different sleep disorders and findings and examples of patients and all these particular aspects that we're talking about. I mean, I could have Dr. John on here for 4 hours and we wouldn't cover probably one quarter of his book. But I just want to touch on some areas that I think that my listeners might find interesting, and also maybe they'll pick up your book, visit your website to learn more about having a better sleep. So the website is www.sleepfixacademy.com. Again, that's sleep, SLEEPFIX academy.com. So one other thing about, I hear individuals telling me, is snoring a really a big deal, or somebody should be concerned if they're snoring a lot?
Yeah, everybody who snores need to be vigilant of it because they need to be aware. Snoring is nothing but air going through a narrow passage. So when you snore, there is an obstruction. So when there is an obstruction, your brain, what it does is, you know, our aim of our brain is to keep you, you know, alive. And so what happens when there is when it detects obstruction when you sleep, it sends a signal, hey, wake up, and then you take a deep breath, and then that pathway is open, and then again, when you go back to sleep, that pathway is closed. So snoring is a dangerous symptom, and you have to get help.
And so the what you mentioned in your book, most people do a sleep study in order to determine if they're having obstructions, right?
Correct. So the big fear for people is, you know, they're afraid to, you know, sleep in a strange environment, which I, you know, I'm well aware. So now all the sleep studies are home-based. You know, I do 100% of the sleep studies home-based. So you can sleep in your comfort of your own home, and you can have excellent data. So no need to worry about that.
Okay. Yes, I've been told that too. So that's a good reason. Technology has come a long way, right? It's helped a lot. Mm-hmm. What about a patient that comes in and says, "I feel tired and sleepy with lack of energy at certain times of the day"? What do you recommend in that particular scenario?
So the easy way to analyze that is, are you sleeping enough? The number one reason why you're tired during the day, Gary, is because you don't sleep enough. You know, I get asked all the time, how many hours does an adult require? You know, we require about 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So if you have slept 7 to 8 hours for at least 2-3 weeks consistently, and then you're tired, then we have to look into it. Are you sleeping well? You know, the classic reason why people don't sleep well is obstructive sleep apnea. So sometimes people don't have the chemical. You remember I talked about the chemical that helps you to keep you awake during the day. You know, the dopamine and the norepinephrine, and so you might be lacking those chemicals. So is it a sleepy problem? But first thing first is, are you sleeping 7 to 8 hours every night before even I entertain another diagnosis?
Well, and the other thing I want to mention, some people that take medication, including myself, occasionally they change the medication and it makes you feel droggy, sleepy, and lack of energy. And my physicians tell me it's going to take a while for that feeling to get away once you acclimate to that particular medicine. A lot of them say, you know, if it continues on, we need to change medication regarding blood pressure, whatever you're taking. Isn't that true?
That is right. So it all depends upon the half-life. When does majority of the medication in your body clears off? Most of the sleeping pills, which are called hypnotics, last more than 8 hours. You know, so majority of them linger, and they also have cumulative effect. You know, we have receptors within our body which, by taking the medication, gets down-regulated, meaning, like tolerance. You get tolerated to the medicine, and you need a higher medication. Here is the caveat. Sometimes what happens is people mix sleeping pills, and they also take a little bit of alcohol or a lot of alcohol to go to sleep. Here, 2 plus 2 does not equal to 4. It's almost like 10. It's got a doubling effect. You know, the alcohol also, makes you sleepy. Plus, also, it messes with the liver where these medications are metabolized, so it lingers longer and longer. So sometimes you can have deadly consequences, like sometimes we see that in the news, combination of sleeping pills and alcohol, which is very deadly.
And very deadly. And a lot of people don't take those precautions, I might say that. The other interesting thing I found is certain times, certain medications require you to take it with food. And if you don't take it with food, my physician was telling me it will make you a little more dizzy and tired feeling. So eat something with it, Gary. That's what we put on there, with food, not just a cracker. You need to eat more than a particular cracker or so. What comment about that?
So like when you drink alcohol on an empty stomach, what happens? You have a high very, very quickly, right?
Right.
So So, you know, I have teenage kids and older kids. When I hang out, they call it the foundation, right? Dad, we need to have a foundation. So, the same effect. You should have a lot of food so that it doesn't reach the blood. It crosses the blood-brain barrier slowly. It takes some time for the roughage of the food to act. Just like alcohol, you're going to drink on an empty stomach. You're going to have a high very, very quickly.
Very
so
quickly.
Same thing for medication.
Good analogy there. Good analogy. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now, a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, down in country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebers, town and country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Dr. Bijoy John, who is a board-certified physician and a sleep specialist. And I've asked Dr. John to come on our show to discuss his 7 proven sleep strategies for better health and happiness found in his very popular how-to book entitled Nobody's Sleeping. So thank you again, Doc, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
It's a pleasure. So, I can go into the 7 strategies if you are ready.
I want to touch a few things that there were in your book that I think a lot of people aren't aware of. Is there a connection between poor sleep and weight gain? I didn't know that until I read your book.
Oh, absolutely. So when New Year comes in, Gary, we make a resolution for fitness and also losing weight. But 100% you cannot do it without the foundation of good sleep. Sleep should be the foundation on which those two other goals should be, even thought about. The reason why being, when you are sleeping, you are changing the hormones that control the diet. There are two major hormones that control the diet, which is called the leptin and the ghrelin. Leptin lowers the appetite, ghrelin increases the appetite. Guess what? In people who don't sleep well, there is less of leptin and more of ghrelin. Also remember, the more time you're awake, what do? We always are snacking. Guess what are we snacking? We always snack on high glycemic food like chips and sodas. And guess what? These diets actually worsen your sleep. Even if you take a high glycemic meal 4 hours prior to going to sleep, your sleep is very poor. So it's a vicious cycle. The more time you're awake, you're going to eat. And, of course, eventually when you gain weight, it causes sleep problems like sleep apnea. So it's in so many ways. So you cannot lose weight unless you focus on your sleep.
Wow. Okay. Never thought about that one. What about this poor sleep affect mental health in a person?
Absolutely. You're asking all the great questions. So what I did, there's no complete book on sleep. There's sleep and insomnia and sleep apnea. So I wrote this book considering for the whole family. If the whole family is, not sleeping, then, like children are sleeping, if there's somebody with anxiety not sleeping. So I cover several chapters, the whole family. So to answer the question, see, we heal in our sleep. Gary, just say when you have a problem, what do we tell ourselves? Let's sleep on it, right? We
yes.
don't say let's exercise on it, right? We just know we actually – sleep is also spiritual, right? So we need healing. The world needs to heal. And the first step we all can heal is by sleeping better. If you just focus on your sleep, you forgive people, you have those dreams where you have conflict resolution. I don't like my boss, but I can't say anything. You resolve the conflicts in your sleep, right?
Right.
So sleep and the anxiety and depression are, you know, bidirectional. I can think about the, you know, the page, I think it's on page 84. I have this diagram of this, you know, like a wheel where poor sleep worsens anxiety and depression, and anxiety and depression versus sleep. It's like a vicious cycle. But once you sleep better, you can heal, you're less anxious, your symptoms of depression, and even need for all those medications, you know, the antidepressants, the anti-anxiety medications, all get lessened by sleeping better.
Wow. So let's talk about one more thing before we get into your seven strategies. I hear a lot of my listeners and readers the best of times, and they know you're going to come on this show, so I get questions via email, via comments, et cetera. But one of the fundamental questions, you touched on it, but this lady saw me in the grocery store and said, Gary, you need to ask this doctor because I haven't got a definitive answer. She said, well, I only sleep like 6 hours a day and I'm in my 70s and I can't sleep any longer. I wake up after 6 hours sleep. I go to bed at 12 midnight and get up at 6 almost every day of my life. I've done that. I can't remember when. Is that hurting me? Or are people different? You don't get that 8 or 9 hours of sleep.
All right. So of all the problems that I hear, this is my favorite one, because at the end of the interview, I tell them, you are healed. No need to worry. So she belongs to a subset of people called short sleepers, right? So they are able to function with less amount of sleep, meaning they're so lucky, they won the genetic lottery, they go into the deep sleep, they spend a lot of time in deep sleep, and they are rested. So the key here is, if you feel better after sleeping 5 or 6 hours, and you're perfectly all right, you are healed, no need to worry, you're called a short sleeper. So short sleepers are usually, it's a genetic, I was just looking at something, came this morning, they have a gene, it's called the DEC gene, DEC2 gene. So if you look at the modern world, Elon Musk is one, but he didn't know, he thought everybody is like him, so he used to force all his employees to, you know, sleep less, but then finally he realized, he went on TV, hey man, everybody needs to sleep, so very few people have that lottery. But most of us need about, you know, 7 or 8 hours to go through all the cycles. So we go into the REM sleep and the deep sleep and all that stage. So you can tell her, if you see her, she's healed. No need to worry.
No. So the follow-up, and you mentioned it, a sleep study. The sleep studies now, do they determine whether you get into the REM sleep, the heavy sleep? Does it tell you that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So
I've never had one in my life in 74 years. So I think I want to do one eventually. So
yes, it gives you all the breakdowns of your REM, non-REM, you know, stage 3 sleep, stage 1, stage 2, everything, Gary.
Oh wow, it's very high tech. And again, everyone, according to the doctor here, most sleep studies now, you can take the monitor at home and connect it to you and you know, sleep a couple of days and it records everything for you. So that's great. That is a good idea. Okay, one other item is on the other side, people tell me they sleep 8 and 10 hours a day, and they still feel that they're not getting enough sleep. They still wake up. So that's the scenario. They're not getting good quality sleep, and their body's not correcting itself, and its brain is cleansing itself in the evening, right?
That's exactly right. So if you're, you know, like I mentioned, if you're sleeping 8+ hours to 10 hours and you're still tired, if you're an adult, one of the commonest treatable conditions is, you know, sleep apnea. But if you're a younger person and you're this tired, so actually this complaint is less than the, you know, cannot go to sleep. The sleeping too much is less of a complaint. So that's called hypersomnia. I actually have a chapter on that in my book. See, my publisher is like, what is this? I said, no, there's a lot of people who, just like you asked, there's the people who are suffering. So when you're suffering by too much sleep and you're still tired, you have a condition called hypersomnia. And it's like a spectrum. The extreme form of it is called narcolepsy, and the, you know, different spectrum is called idiopathic hypersomnia. So you have a deficiency in the chemical to keep you awake during the day.
Wow, okay. Again, he describes this, he describes many patients. I remember seeing that chapter, which I've never seen that in any other book going talking about that particular aspect. But there are people that have that particular syndrome. It could be sporadic, but it could be on a continuing basis. So let's go in. We're gonna talk about a few of these, and then we'll go back and do the second in our following segment. So in his book, he discusses in great detail the 7 proven strategies for better sleep. And tell the doctor, tell us how you came up with these. Were these trial and error? Did you apply these to various patients and then you perfected it?
Yes, it has taken me 25 years to perfect this. So the 7 proven sleep strategies. So my daughter said, you know, Dad, everybody needs an acronym. So this is after I finished my book. She's like, okay, I actually have an acronym for that. It's called Sleep Now. So we'll get into it. So, you know, perfection, you know, I ruled this out. You know, I added this. But I wanted to be, the bottom line is all holistic because you want long-term success. And the long-term success can only be done from within yourself, not taking anything from the external. So that's what my goal was.
So the first step, he says, is create a sleep plan. So tell our listeners a little bit about that plan.
So for anything to success or succeed, you need to have a plan. So that's the S in the acronym, Sleep Now. So the general plan is to sleep between 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. So you have to kind of like attribute that time in your bed. So the common mistake people do, Gary, when they see me is, Dr. John, I go to bed at 10, I don't sleep till midnight, but I thought I'll go to bed earlier by 9 p.m. So now, guess what, Gary, they're suffering in bed for 3 hours. So it becomes like a torture chamber, right? They can't sleep. So I tell people, if you go to bed at 10 and only fall asleep close to midnight, go to bed close to midnight, but you have to wake up at 6 a.m. This is called sleep restriction strategy, and this is one of those key strategies. So you're restricting sleep, trying to create the sleep pressure and the sleep debt so that you will be able to sleep well at night.
And the other thing you mentioned that a lot of people do it, especially my age. My father did it and my mother did it in their 90s. Like every day he worked in a restaurant and he would take an afternoon nap at least 1 hour. So tell our listeners about the problems of naps.
So napping in general is excellent. I'm a huge fan of nap. It actually, your brain volume increases when you nap. But then, you should nap around 2 to 3. That's when your body is kind of low. Your circadian rhythm hits a low. That's why some of those football team, even my favorite football team, when I mention in my book, we don't do well in the third quarter, right? That's because you're sleepy. I actually looked into it. Our net point differential is the worst in the third quarter. So I am making a recommendation. In all fairness, you know, the NFL trades all the players, all kinds of things they do trade. But they need to trade times, too. One team should never get stuck at the 12.
Wow, excellent. Excellent idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in my book.
Yeah, I saw
in performance spot. So what happens? Your body gets lulled around 2 p.m. In the afternoon. So all over the world, people take a nap or they break for a siesta or take a tea time. But here in the United States, we are in the hustle culture. We push ourselves. So if you take a 30-minute, 45-minute nap, that's great. But if you're napping for 3 hours, then you're operating on a sleep debt. So that what happens, it is counterproductive, and then you don't sleep well at night. So people who have poor sleep should not take a nap. But you're otherwise healthy, you have a great sleep routine, you can take a nap. I'm a huge fan of nap. Weekends, whenever I get a chance, I'm actually napping. You know, I love naps. So I highly recommend it because your body's lull period, during that time.
So the first one was create a sleep plan. I thought one of them was interesting. Set an alarm and get up consistently every time every day, right?
Correct.
And keep a sleep journal was one of the things. And then he offers a sleep assessment, which is available in the back of his book, and you can download it at his website. So it identifies all your potential sleep disruptions, et cetera. The next item, which I thought was excellent, is, and I never thought of some of these things, is create a sleep friendly environment. So discuss that shortly with our listeners here.
All right. So that's the L, sleep now. So S L is the environment at home. So the bedroom should be dark, it should be cold, and it should be free of noises. So low light, low noise, low temperature. The reason being, melatonin, the hormone that puts us to sleep, will only be secreted in darkness and also lower temperature. That's why when you take a vacation in a tropical climate, you're not sleeping well because it's hot and there's no melatonin secreted, right? And also there's the ambient, you know, the light, it's also counterproductive, which affects the, you know, brain telling it's still daytime. So, and of course, noise affects the quality of sleep. So when you're, the bedroom should be dark, cool, and quiet. So that's the friendly environment.
One quick question. I noticed in your recommendation you said use a weighted blanket. I've heard some people like it and don't like that. What's the advantage of a weighted blanket?
So weighted blanket, you know, kind of calms you down. It's something on, you know, on you, the weight. So the weight of your mind is replaced by the weight of the blanket, literally. It helps you to calm down and have a sense of comfort. Somebody, you know, literally on top, like a layer of blanket is a protection on you. So I do recommend people, especially this helps with people who have sleep anxiety. It helps with them to, it's like a, another, it's a comfortable blanket. It kind of weighs, you know, it weighs you down and you're able to let go a little bit.
And one of the other couple of recommendations here, which I've never thought about, is try aromatherapy. Lavender, you say, is particularly soothing and effective in making a person go to sleep.
Correct. You know, of all the perfumes and aromatherapy, lavender is going to be the better. And, you know, so that's another strategy. You know, I tell people, don't crank it too much and have like sneezing and coughing would just be mild, just to get you in the mood.
Just in the mood for it. And the other thing is just eliminating distracting noises, which may be the air conditioner or et cetera in your home. And you suggest, and the colleague says, my wife Tina and I have been doing this for years. We have a white noise machine. It's mildly in the back, and it does rain or mountain, whatever, seashore waves and things like that, but it does a white noise too, and it's really soothing, and it helps us go to sleep quite easily.
White noise is perfect background. So the reason why you don't sleep well, people, you know, who are close to like railway tracks or the interstate, they don't sleep well because of the sound, and that's a well-known fact. But the background noise kind of dulls the other sound, and it's like soothing sound. You know, I also have one, so I've been doing that for a long time, so I recommend that to have a friendly environment in your bedroom.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbor, Standing Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my radio show today is a special guest, is Dr. Bijoy Jean, who is a board-certified physician and a sleep specialist. I've asked him to come on our show to discuss his 7 proven strategies for better health and happiness that are found in his popular how-to how-to book entitled Nobody's Sleeping. So again, thank you, Dr. John, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you, Gary. So let's keep going, if it's okay with you.
Definitely. We're talking about the seven strategies, which are in great detail in his book. I highly recommend it. We're not going to be able to cover every specific aspect, so pick up a copy of this book. You can visit his website to learn about ordering it. It's on Amazon as well. So, again, we talked about the first two strategies, create a sleep plan and create a sleep-friendly environment. So the number three item is...
So for, I think that your listeners can write down the acronym SLEEPNOW. So we covered the S and the L. Now is the E in the acronym, no to electronics. The electronics that in today's world, what we've done, we're bringing, you know, work to your home, and from home we bring the devices to our bedroom. So the light from the phone or the tablet, especially in the bedroom where there's no ambient light, is exacerbated, and it tells the brain, you know, the light enters the eyes and it tells the brain, hey, it's still daytime, no need to sleep. So I tell people not to use the electronics at least 30 minutes prior to going to sleep, so that in my own life, I keep my cell phone away from me. In my bathroom, I set an alarm for the desired time. So even in the middle of the night, even if I wake up, I'm not tempted to look at the dings and the notification, text messages. So I'm giving my body as much just a chance not to be distracted. So that's the E in the acronym, no to electronics, at least 30 minutes and keep it away.
Well, that's a great idea. And I think a lot of people are not doing that. They tend to just, if they can pass out while watching television, they do. The television may be still going on in the background, but they may not be getting that good quality sleep, because if it's in the background, or depending on how loud it is for the individual husband, wife, or significant other there. Is that right?
Correct. So remember melatonin? It needs darkness. The word mela means dark. So it's not going to be secreted during light. So see, remember early in the broadcast, I told you we are suppressing our natural hormones without knowing why we are suppressing it. And then you're trying to supplement by taking something from the outside. You don't need it. So if you just leave the light within, you know, but our body is so amazing. If you practice this for 2 weeks, you will actually spike more melatonin because you've been suppressing it because of the light. So that's the reason. So... going along.
The next one is calming your body, which I thought there was some great advice in here, which I did not heed. I did not know that exercising too late in the day could be detrimental to you. I know a lot of us sometimes exercise at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and that's detrimental to your sleep. Your heart's pumping a lot, and it's not calming down enough for you to go to sleep. Is that right?
Exactly. So that's the E in the acronym. How do you calm your body? Mm-hmm. Is by not doing things to rev our body up, right? So when you exercise, you release cortisol, and also you make heat, right? So remember, melatonin will be secreted optimally. You have to have low temperature. It actually, the peak melatonin is just before the core body temperature drops. So if you exercise at night, your body is going to be hot, and then it's counterproductive, and it's, you know, so your natural hormones are not secreted. The same goes to a large meal. If you have a heavy protein like a big steak, your body makes heat to digest it, you know, so you're not sleeping well. You're tossing and turning, wondering what's going on. So these are some of the things. The best time to exercise is in the morning, but if you cannot, at least 4 hours in the evening prior to bedtime, you have to do it. So that's how you calm your body. That's the E, the second E in the acronym.
Well, and the other item is avoiding that heavy meal. Some of us sometimes get, we go out to eat and we get a late dinner at 9 o'clock or so. That's where we only get reservations. We come home, we're full, we're satisfied, but, you know, trying to go to sleep at your regular 10:30 is quite difficult. At least for me, I have to wait a little bit longer, and I like move around a little bit before I go to bed to try to sleep.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain it, you know, to people to understand what's going on. Why am I not sleeping? That's the heavy meal or the exercise you did. All right, we'll go along.
And the other aspect you put in here is hydrate during the day, but try to avoid, you know, not taking a lot of water after 8 p.m. because you're going to be waking up and possibly having to go to the bathroom. That'll interrupt your sleep as well, correct?
Yes, same thing with water, and same thing with alcohol, because alcohol is a diuretic. You know, it hacks for about 4 hours, so that's why you use the restroom a lot at night. So too much alcohol close to bedtime is not good either.
Okay, and continuing the next item, there are many other techniques, everyone. I'm telling you, we're just covering a couple of his items under every one of these seven steps. He has sometimes 20 or 30 different recommendations. So the next one is calm your mind. And why is that important?
Absolutely. See, you cannot calm your mind without calming your body, which we talked about. And then the best thing to calm your mind is not have distractions. What did I tell you? Don't take your phone close to you. So you're giving your body a chance. See, we all want sleep to be an on and off switch, right? But you can't do it. Sleep, I tell everyone, is like a dimmer. You have to slowly wind it down. You have to dim down. You know, sleep is the ultimate match for the hustle culture. You know, we hustle everything for everything, which I highly recommend. But sleep is an art. You got to work it. So here is the two techniques I teach how people to calm your mind down. It's called vivid imagination, where you don't think about the bills or the problems in bed, but you have to be the producer of your own show. I've been practicing this myself for about 30 years. I've taught many people. I tell people, if you watch a show, I want you to create your own. You want to be the actor, producer. I want you to go in the abstract. So that's the vivid imagination technique. And then is yoga nidra. Nidra is a Sanskrit word for nothingness. You lay down and think about nothing, right? You think about, if you want to think, you can start from the top of your body, like your head muscles, the mouth muscles, the neck muscles, the chest muscles, and go all the way down. This is the cognitive behavioral therapy of insomnia. So I'm combining the old technique, new technique. So this is the two techniques I tell people to calm your mind is vivid imagination and yoga nidra. So that's the P, or power off your mind, in my acronym, and sleep now.
Again, everyone, he goes into great detail about these and others. I mean, he says, focus on prayer, focus on your breath, taking breathing exercises, breathing techniques that will help as well. But I thought your vivid imagination is excellent, which I do occasionally. I watch a show or I read a book and I think about it. And I've done this. I never know what it was called, but that's what I do. And I have perfect dreams about those particular stories and items. And I might be there, I might not be there, but I'm reliving it. And the next morning, I remember some of these, which is remarkable. So in continuing his seven strategies, this is the sixth one, is schedule worry time. I love that one.
So in my acronym is NO, no to worries. See, we all worry. We are human beings. We are born into this world with worries, right? So, but I tell people, take a dedicated time. I do in my own life. I do what I need to do between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. I'm done after that. 8 p.m., if I'm not able to do anything, I write it down for to tackle it next day. I don't take it to my bedroom. I tell everyone, the entry to the bedroom is like a TSA screening machine. If you're taking your phone there, beep, you got to, you know, leave it.
That's great.
You're taking your worries to your bed, beep, you got to do it outside. So that's the NO. You know, do not worry in bed, but take a dedicated time. This is of all the techniques I teach people, vivid imagination and no, you know, dedicated worrying time, people absolutely love it because we all worry in bed.
That's right. That is true. So the last one is simplify your sleep routine. So don't make it so complex. Have a fixed schedule, right? Soothing music, eye mask, and the white noise machine. Anything else to add for that?
So it's a W in the acronym, is win by losing yourself. I don't want to be complicated. So it has to be simple. Sleep should be a natural process, but we want it so quick, so fast, but you have to work it. I tell people it's like a 7-course meal. You got to slow. You have to start preparing for bed by, if you're going to bed at 10 p.m., you have to prepare at 8 p.m. It's not like 10 o'clock, 9:55, you can't go to sleep. So keep everything simple. Don't ever give a chance your body to heal, your mind to relax, and then don't have your phone with you. Have a schedule. Simple things so that you can harness your natural hormones. That's the Sleep Now acronym. And the 7 proven sleep strategies.
Well, again, thank you, doctor, for taking time to be on our show. His website, again, is www.sleepfixacademy.com. The book is called Nobody's Sleeping, and it's by Dr. Bijoy E. John, M.D. I'm sure it's available on our friends at Amazon as well. Again, thank you for taking time. I learned a lot. Your book was fascinating, and your extra discussions today I know helped me, and I know helped my many, many thousands of radio listeners out there in Radio Land. So again, thank you a lot. Best wishes to you, and hope you help more and more patients throughout the world, especially by them reading this particular book and learning and applying some of these techniques.
Yes, Gary. So I want everybody to discover sleep is the superpower. Once you have it in your pocket, you can rule the world. You can be better. And I want everybody to sleep well and be well, and let's go sleeping.
Thank you a lot. Appreciate it. Everyone, thank you for listening to our show today. We hope that you listen next Saturday for another show that could benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of our magazine, The Best of Times, at one of our 270 distribution locations throughout the area. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times, both today and every day. Have a great day.